Hello, everyone. Welcome back, and thank you for joining us on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast, where every week, Jeff Glover and his coaches will dive deep into the questions that you are asking. They understand the challenges you are facing on a day-to-day basis and still work every day on the front lines of real estate, with Jeff and his team closing over 1,000 homes per year. In today's episode, Jeff Glover and Glover U head coach Kate Simon will continue the Real Talk series to give you the Glover U fourth quarter update. We will learn from Jeff and Kate what's happening with Glover U currently, things to look forward to this quarter in the start of 2021. Now let's hear from Jeff Glover and Kate Simon.
Hey guys, Jeff Glover here and
Kate Simon.
Hi Kate.
How's it going?
Great. We've got some awesome updates for everybody. It has been probably a few months since we've done a live update with what's going on over at Glover U. And we figured since it's the fourth quarter, now would be a great time to share with you what we have going on. So we've got some good information to share. We've got some free resources that we're going to get into, things that we're going to be doing in the fourth quarter, couple things that we're going to be doing going into 2021, and just overall want to update and see how everyone's doing. So I'll start us off, if that's all right with you, Kate. First things first, if anybody follows Kate Simon on Facebook, you may have seen the most recent announcement, which this is actually not even in my notes, so I know Kate's
probably
gonna get
mad. I told him not to do this, so
but,
thank you.
We have a new team member joining the Glover U family.
Yep.
And I hear it's going to be a
girl.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you're pretty excited and scared at the same time for that.
Absolutely. April 1st. So for all of you who have seen and appreciated my abs in the past, I hope you've, you know, etched those into your mind because they're long gone. I don't know when they're coming back. But yeah, it's been a humbling experience for all of you who are moms and parents out there who have gone through this. It's been tough. First trimester sucked pretty bad, but we're now kind of through the thick of, you know, all of that unfun stuff, and I can kind of coast for a little bit now. But yeah, April 1st.
All right, April 1st. That means we've got to get an event in before that then.
Yeah, yep, exactly.
We'll talk about that in a second. Okay, so a couple quick things. We are super proud. You may have seen some posts and some announcements come out. We had over 400 people join us in the SLS program, and we still have people signing up for that. And for those that aren't aware what that program is, basically we said, okay, it's been a while since we've wrote down, documented, put together every single one of our systems and shared it with the public. In fact, the first time we did it was at one of our first summits in Battle Creek. And it's amazing because when I was going through those notes, Kate, which, you know, you and I collaborated on those notes, we put every single one of those together at that event. We shared the Glover U sales system.
Right.
And even to this day, the SLS material is really only maybe 50 or 60% of what we shared at that event. So that program was the foundational program, right? The Glover U sales system, but now it's been updated for, you know, the new decade, I guess, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're excited about that. That program actually is officially over, but we still have people signing up to get the videos and get the notes and the workbook, and pretty much every session I had some type of marketing documents or something that we use with our team to share. So we still probably have a couple times a week somebody sign up for that and go back and watch the videos. And there's 24 sessions. Each session was 45 minutes, and each one came with a workbook and a lot of material to go along with it. So
yeah, we probably got like some of our best feedback from that program as far as everything it encompassed and how deep you went into everything. So super happy with how that turned out. That said, for those of you who might be listening and thinking, oh my gosh, I signed up for that and I fell off the wagon or I didn't come back, all of the videos are in Facebook. Taylor's actually going to be posting a little note at the top on how you can access them, because the challenge is they were all in order, but as soon as somebody comments on video 15, now that's at the top of the feed. So there was a little bit of confusion for like, okay, well, how do I get these in order?
Yeah.
Now, second thing on that is we are actually going to be compiling them all in one place, and probably towards the end of the year, we're actually just going to, when people buy the program, we're just going to send them the link. It's going to be more of like a lessonly format, and everything will be in order. So benefit is if you sign up between now and the end of the year, you'll still be added to the SLS Facebook group. I would say after the end of the year, you're probably just going to be sent that link. But the value of that Facebook group is commenting, interacting, and yeah. Jeff Taylor and I are still going back and responding.
Yeah.
So,
oh yeah. Somebody asked today, hey Jeff, what is your appraisal guarantee when you're on a listing appointment promoting right. to sellers? And I responded with my phone number. Hey, call me. I'll share it with you. You know?
Sure. So yeah, exactly.
I don't have time to do that every single day, but definitely people are still in there asking questions, engaging, yeah. and we're participating in that. So,
yeah. So it's not live, but you didn't necessarily miss out if you go back and you still have questions to ask. Look, we're still here. Send Glover you a message and we'll respond as soon as we can.
Yep,
so that exactly. is $299 for the whole package program. It was $99 a month. So yep. I guess, yeah.
$297,
yep. whatever.
Yep.
And you can buy that. And, you know, number one, it's a great refresh for you for wherever you are in your own real estate position. But we've also had a lot of leaders using that sort of as the foundational
as their training
onboarding,
platform. Yeah.
Which is fantastic. I mean, yeah. right? You bring in a new hire, assuming you agree with what we're sharing, you put them through that onboarding. It's 12 videos and yeah. I don't know, 12 times 40.
No, 24.
Oh, 24 videos.
24
12
sessions.
Weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Times 45 minutes. I mean, what? That's got to be a solid week of yeah. just onboarding training.
So it's interesting you say that. And I'm glad you said that because I didn't have that written down. When we bring on new associates to JGA, we have them watch what used to be the old Jeff Glover sales system, which
yeah.
is like 8 years old. Now we're going to have them watch the SLS program. So
exactly.
if you're wondering like, all right, Jeff, how do you develop all these salespeople on your team? That's it. They're going to watch the SLS program, you know, all 24 sessions, the very first week that they start with us.
Well, not only that, but and I'll verify this with Taylor, but I believe our intention is after each session or chapter, there will almost be like a lessonly quiz
mm-hmm.
that they have to essentially finish and pass at a yep. certain percentage.
Yes.
That way you can sort of test your associates for competency to say, hey, you've got to score 80% on all these videos
yep.
to sort of move on. So
it's not just watching a video and taking notes. They actually have to answer and score a certain percentage to, you know, on your team or in your real estate office, get that graduate certificate. Hey, all right, you passed, you know, this training program. You can now work our leads or you can
right,
now start
exactly.
going on appointments. Which really is what it's geared for. I mean, that if someone completes all 24 sessions, they will be very prepared to go on a listing presentation and very prepared to succeed as a buyer's agent as well. So we're thrilled with how that went. Were you going to say something else?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, look, there's a lot of heavy lifting and homework that needs to be done within the session. So I would almost say this, if you're in leadership, use this as the foundation, but create your own listing training for a month. Create your own buyer training for a month. Because everybody here knows you can't just watch a 45-minute video
yeah.
and become a pro at listing,
sure.
which you know comes into our training programs, which we'll talk about later. So yes, it's a foundational overview. It's more or less like the, you know, the syllabus of what you need to know to master the sales mm-hmm. system. As a leader, you'll know where your people are and, oh gosh, do they need more work with prospecting? Do they need more work with buyers or listings?
Yeah.
And then you can go deeper on any one of those topics depending on what your clients need.
And
your agents.
Yeah. Yeah. And what will help with that is at the end of each session, I give 3 to 4 homework assignments.
Right, exactly.
So that would be where it's up to the lead agent or the broker or the owner or the manager, whoever's in charge of the sales team. That would be their job to hold them accountable to completing that homework. Because mm-hmm. if they complete that mm-hmm. homework, they will be sales professionals. I mean,
yeah,
they
exactly.
will know the scripts inside and out. They'll know the handlers. They'll know how to present the material. They'll be very strong if they complete all the homework as well.
One of the benefits one of our clients said, because he has a couple of his agents in our program,
mm-hmm.
He said he really enjoyed, and I'm sure you'll appreciate this, he enjoyed being able to make you the bad guy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, hey, Jeff says you got to do this homework, right? So sometimes, and we'll get to this topic in a little bit, but in a leadership position, depending on your relationship with somebody, you might not feel as comfortable as you should holding somebody accountable. Blame it on us. Say,
yeah.
look, this is part of what you got to go through to, you know.
Yep. No, I'm
be
okay
in our
with
system.
That. I'm all right with that. Okay. Also, we should probably mention one of the reasons why we did the SLS program is because we knew with COVID, we weren't going to be able to get a summer retreat in. And so we went from a summer retreat, which unfortunately got canceled, to, all right, let's do this SLS program so we can still stay in front of our people. And of course, with having, you know, over 400 people in there, it helped us with that. But then we scheduled an October retreat for Chicago because in April of 2020, no one thought that come October that, you know, we were gonna have to cancel that, right? We all thought,
right, yeah.
you know, we were told it could be gone by summer.
Not
to get into politics, but anyways.
I think there's a group of people who have accepted this for how long it's going to be. And then, you know, there's some
more optimistic.
Toxic optimists like you.
Oh, okay.
Who
anyways.
Believe it doesn't exist anymore.
So it still exists. We know that. So unfortunately, we had to cancel the events the rest of the year. And we are being cautiously optimistic in planning our next event, which right now is set up for March 8th, 9th, and 10th in Orlando, Florida. So that will be the Live Unreal Summit. So we essentially just scrapped the retreat and we're going to the Winter Summit. So instead of January, which we've been doing them in January, it will be March 8th, 9th, and 10th in Orlando, Florida. Don't buy your tickets yet. Don't go look it up. Nothing's online. We don't have the agenda or the schedule. We just booked the resort and the hotel and the conference rooms and all that. It will be at the Omni Orlando at Champions Gate, the same location that we had last January, I guess this past January's event. So knock on wood that things continue to go positively for COVID, and the state of Florida seems to be, you know, one of the first that's open to conferences and so forth, and we'll see what things look like in the new year on that. So wanted to update you on that. We also want to update you. We've got a real exciting announcement. We've got two new coaches that we are onboarding this month, and we will be announcing them in November. So, Kate, anything you want to add to that?
No, I'm excited. I mean, we're constantly on the lookout for talent in general, and it really more or less depends on the pace in which the company's growing. I'll say, listen, I'm pleasantly surprised with how we've grown this year. Mm-hmm. I think we talked about it on another podcast, but really when COVID started like really sinking its teeth in, and you know, late March, early April, we had a goal to just maintain and survive, right? And I know, of course, you're like, no, it's going to be great. But you know, as somebody who's sort of protecting all of our clients, I had a goal to maintain and survive. And whether it's because of how many free resources we've given out, how much we really tried to stay in front of you guys and prop you up during this time, our company's grown. And obviously, with me sort of taking a little bit of time off, which we'll get to, you know, if we have to, you know, with this baby, we need more coaches. So we're always looking for talented people. And I would say there's a couple things we really look for. We look for people who are doing it at a high level, right? So obviously, you know, there's a difference between coaching and doing it. I coach full time. I don't necessarily sell full time anymore. That said, for 10 years, I've done it, right? So there's a little bit of that there. We also look for, actually, these two individuals are actually active clients. And they're active clients of mine, and they've gone through almost every program we've had. And they're one-on-one coaching clients. So certainly it's not always going to be that way, but we really look for somebody who buys into our system, understands our system, agrees with our system, and lives and breathes our system, and is constantly trying to get better. So you don't have to be the best at it. You have to be a student of what we're teaching. And to some degree or another, if me, you, and this individual were in a room and somebody asked us a question on what's the ideal morning schedule, I trust that they could answer that question.
Rattle off.
Exactly, exactly. So you're always welcome to reach out to me. I don't have a shot clock for when the next hire is going to be. That said, I do keep a list of, you know, talent that we're more or less scouting so that when that time comes, if we get a huge influx of coaching leads that we can't handle or our coaches are overfilled, like, I want to be able to have that talent there that I can say, okay, great, now's the time, right? So keep it in mind. You know, we can talk about coaching requirements at a different time. But if you know of somebody who's talented, who's a head turner, who is doing it at a high level and in a perfect world has already bought into our system, knows about our system, has been to an event, we would love to at least have a conversation.
And, you know, obviously we're very selective, as you can hear it in Kate's voice, with the even the two that we're choosing now. We get a lot of people that reach out to us about wanting to be coaches for Glover U. And we didn't want to be this organization that, oh, let's just grow coach, because a lot of organizations grow their database and grow their client load by just adding coaches. And we didn't want to be this buffet of available options, and one person's known for this, and one person's doing this, and one person's over here. We want people that know our system inside and out. And I think that's the biggest difference in working with us versus working with others. You are getting a system and a coach that knows the system. But I would imagine that people are wondering, well, what does a coach actually make? And it works out to, you know, I'm sure you've done the math before, but it works out to $200 an hour. It is a very profitable position for somebody to be in. Kate's doing the math in her head.
I know. I'm trying to like check your math on that. I'm like, is that what I'm getting?
Yeah, it's $200 an hour. Something like that. So it's a pretty profitable return on your time. And so a lot of coaches, you know, it's not their full-time gig. Obviously, for someone like Kate and a few of our other coaches, it is their full-time gig. But a lot of coaches say, you know what? I want to be a coach because I want to add an extra $50,000 or $100,000 to my income this year. And I want to learn how to be a better leader. I want to be a learn how to be a better trainer. I want to learn how to be a better coach for my brokerage or for my team. So maybe now isn't the right time for you, but at some point in time, becoming a coach for us or any organization for that matter may be something that gets you to the next level. I know for myself personally, I'll never forget, and I'm forever grateful. You hear me use their names all the time, but Paul and Kathy Schweitzer gave me that opportunity to be a trainer and a coach for their organization. And I took the opportunity not because it made, you know, there's a big salary or anything with it. I took it because I wanted to learn how to be a better leader. I wanted to be able to learn how to develop others. Mm-hmm. And that's something you learn as a coach, because you're working with all walks of life, all different personality styles. And forget about the return on your time. It is a good return on your time, but it also, it's a good investment in yourself for long term, which will pay you dividends in other areas. So
it's also super rewarding. And I mean, look, you know, the 80-20 rule still applies to some degree or another, although it's probably not that skewed. You know, when somebody signs up for coaching, it's because they're growth minded, they're open to getting to the next level. But, you know, seeing a client have that aha moment when things finally click is incredibly rewarding, right? Mm-hmm. And even just saying that you could have a hand in that or be a resource for them, it's huge. So that's what's been most rewarding, you know, for me in the process.
Now, we do have people that will say, well, listen, I've never been a coach, so would you consider hiring me if I've never coached anyone? Well, don't worry. We have onboarding. We have training. Yeah. In fact, we've got an annual coaches and speakers retreat that's coming up this October. So if you're not on board with us now, unfortunately, you know, you'd have to wait, but you'd still be on board, and we still have training that you go through to become a Glover U coach. But this particular retreat itself is a two-day retreat that we do here in Detroit. Obviously, this is our home, and we're very proud of Detroit, Michigan. I'm probably more proud of it than Kate is.
She left the city
once about 5-6 years ago, and
I took a sabbatical.
Yeah, exactly. Moved to California for greener pastures or whatever. Anyways.
I know, they're all brown now. They're all on fire.
Yeah, see?
So I came back.
Good thing you're back.
So,
anyway, so we do an annual coaches and trainers retreat, and that happens at the Westin Book Cadillac in Detroit, Michigan. Gorgeous hotel in the middle of the city. We have a nice dinner together, and that's coming up later this month, and we're going to have our current existing coaches and trainers there, as well as our two new coaches that'll be joining us as well. So that'll be super fun, and anyone who joins the family gets to take part in that as well.
I would say, just putting a pin in that, if you are thinking, hey, I'd love to grow, you know, my leadership skill of coaching and developing others, at the bare minimum, get involved with us to some degree or another. Mm-hmm. See if you even buy into the system and if it would be enough for you to want to potentially believe in it to sell it to somebody else. So I would say that's like the absolute entry level, and then do it to a high level.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I like that advice. So I promised you in the beginning that I'm going to share with you some free resources. You may have already heard of this resource, but in case you haven't, whether you're watching or listening to this live or at a later date, the fourth quarter business plan is our hottest item right now. If you go to gloveru.com/fourth quarter business plan, that's the number 4, TH, quarter business plan, or just go to gloveru.com and click on free resources. Heck, if you haven't been to our website in a while, we updated it in the last 30 days, and we've added some additional resources for you on there. Just go to gloveru.com and click on free resources. The very first thing that pops up is going to be the fourth quarter business plan. You should we're in the fourth quarter. You should have your plan done, right? You don't have 3 months left in the year. You have 2 months left in the year.
60 days.
That's in 60 days, actually. Yeah. So get that done if you don't already have that done. That's gloveru.com under free resources. That's the fourth quarter business plan. It's yours. It's free. There's an instructional video out there. If you Google search it, GloverU fourth quarter plan, click on videos. That's going to come up. But at least download the plan. This is the exact same plan that I'm using personally as a salesperson. For those that may be watching or listening to this for the first time, I'm still on the ground every single day selling between 75 and 90 to 100 homes a year, and have done so for the last 10, 11 years. Same plan I'm using, and the same plan that we're using with our team. So go check that out. Speaking of training, right now more than ever, and Kate, I'm sure, has something to add to this as well, we've had a lot of opportunities for training through Free This, Zoom This, Zoom That. I wrote down a couple things on the value of training right now, specifically totally immersing yourself in one program, in one system. I think the mistake a lot of agents make, Kate, is they sprinkle around, you know, let me try this. And if this doesn't work, you know, I'll do this for 90 days. And if not, I'm going to go over to this guy because this guy says I won't have to work as hard, but I'll have a little, you know, extra tool or a little extra secret or something different I can do. I've been a big believer that if you want to succeed at a high level, I'm walking, talking proof of that. You follow one system and you follow it for not months, not years, like 10 years at a time, right? And then after 5, 7, 10 years, you can move on to something else. There you go. Yes, one program, one system. Just stick with it. Quit bouncing around. I don't even care whether it's us or not. Just pick one and roll with it. Trust it, right? One of the things that when I think about being involved in training, I wrote down, be totally immersed in the programs and systems. Be totally immersed in the environment, whether that's physically going to events, whether the environment is a Facebook group, you know, some type of social media type of environment. And take advantage of the structure and accountability that systems like ours offer. Again, whether it's us or not, it's totally up to you. But there's a reason why people pay for accountability. There's a reason why people write a check for $1,000 a month. Hey, just hold me accountable. And it's usually not your broker. It's usually not your manager. It's usually not the owner of the company. It's got to be a neutral party. Because here's the reality. And for you broker owners, don't get mad. I'm a broker owner too, so I get it. I can never be, and I know you might not admit this to your agents, but when you think about what I'm about to say, you feel me. I can never be 100% brutally honest with my agents. And can I tell you why that is? Because if I'm 100% brutally honest with my agents, and I mean like brutally honest, there's a chance they could quit. Mm-hmm. There's a chance they could go to another company. There's a chance they could be offended. There's a chance they could get mad at me. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, as a broker, owner, team leader, whatever label you want to put on it, I can't be 100% brutally honest for fear that agents are going to want to quit. Agents are going to want to transfer. Agents are going to leave. Where with coaching, a coach can be brutally honest because you're paying me to tell you the truth. Right? Well, so you see the difference there?
So let me interject there. And this is like a little bit of a back of house conversation because of course you guys, look, I meet with Jeff and Taylor every week. I have metrics to hit as head coach. And a lot of it has to do with sales and retention and stuff like that. I mean, very few times does Jeff or Taylor ever necessarily, you know, we flush out situations if a client, you know, decides that we're not the right fit or wants to go explore somewhere else. But the reality is we want to work with people who believe in us and aren't questioning us every, you know, second. So we do have the ability to be brutally honest. Now, of course, we want to coach the person and we package it in a way that makes sense for you. I mean, we're never necessarily being, you know, unnecessarily abrupt with you, but if you're going to ask me a question about, you know, hey, Kate, do I need to prospect this much to hit my goal? It's my job to tell you yes. Mm-hmm. It's not my job for you to like my answer. That's for you or a client to necessarily work out. And if they don't like that answer, they might go somewhere else where somebody says, look, you can Facebook your way to 100 leads. And I have no problem with that. That's up to the client to explore. But the point, you know, you may like this or not, I'm never going to waver from the truth that the client needs to know in exchange for just a commission check or just a coaching contract. Yeah. And if that means that I tell the client the truth and they don't like the truth and they go elsewhere, I at least did my job. And I hope that 6, 12, 18 months from now, they look back and say, well, at least she was honest with me. Well, okay, at least that was true.
You know? Which again, goes back to the value of the accountability, the structure, and that piece, because you're not tied to whether they stay at the brokerage or not, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So awesome. Shifting gears from that. Now, I know we've had some success stories this year of people who have gone through like every single program.
Yeah.
Before I talk about these advances, can you share just a couple examples of people who are totally immersed in our environment, in our structure, in our accountability?
Yeah. Well, okay.
And like what they're doing.
So let me preface this by saying, I know that there's more of you out there and I don't always have access to it. So if you've taken a program with us and it's translated to doing more deals or having a higher conversion ratio, cashing a couple more commission checks than you would have because you learned this objection handler, I want to know about it. Taylor wants to know about it. I don't care if you only did 3 more deals in the last year. If you pulled something from us that worked, I want to know about it. Number one, it helped, you know, it feels good, right? To see that what we're doing matters. Number two, it helps us improve, right? For instance, if we rolled out the entire SLS program and people were like, that sucked, and they got nothing from it, like, we'd have some work to do, right? Yeah. Because our goal is to develop you, not just roll out coaching programs. So number one, if there's anybody listening to this, watching this, but if you've taken or subscribed or read anything from us at all, and it has helped your life, your business, send me a message on Facebook, send Taylor a message on Facebook, Kate Simon, you can find me, or katesimon@gloveru.com. Send it to me. I want to hear about it. So, and really the examples I'm going to share are just from my very limited one-on-one coaching schedules, but we have, first of all, Gino D'Angelo, most of you know, he's taken a handful of our training programs numerous times, mind you. And he's also been a one-on-one client of mine for up and coming a year and a half, almost 2 years now. And we just had the conversation where he's essentially, you know, started with us with a him and a buyer's agent, and they were doing 35, 40 deals a year. And now he's consistently doing 75, 80 deals a year, has started his own brokerage, et cetera, et cetera. So we're hearing stories like that all the time. It's just when we're deep in coaching, we're not necessarily saying, hey, how's it going? One of my favorite stories is from one of our most recent one-on-ones. Her name's Catalina Roman. She's in my schedule. She's down in Florida. Spitfire, gorgeous, super strong woman. If you guys don't know her, find her on Facebook. And her and I, we have coaching, one-on-one coaching once a week. And, you know, so we kind of were doing a recap. Okay, where are we at so far for the year and where do we want to go? And she says, Kate, last year I made $120,000 or maybe it was even $150,000. And she says, so far year to date, I've made $365,000.
Wow.
Which is pretty substantial, right? Yeah. No, so obviously, listen, I'm not going to lie to you. One-on-one coaching is a big financial commitment. But do you think she regrets spending $1,000 a month to make an additional $200,000? Or do you think that's an investment that she's gotten a lot out of?
That's a pretty good return.
We also have a handful of examples of one-on-one coaching clients who are either on track to do the same amount of business that they've done last year, and I'm going to add a caveat to that, or have already surpassed their 2019 goals, with the second quarter being what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, handful of these clients are in the state of Michigan, right? So Michigan was shut down for 60 days, right? And some other states had a little bit more freedom, but I think it's fair to say that regardless of where you're at in the country, COVID has had an impact on your life, on your business.
Yep.
So to see that these clients are, number one, tracking for the same amount of business they did in 2019 or higher is a massive win, I think, for an organization.
Yeah.
So again, you have to ask yourself, what is the value of that?
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Yeah. Definitely a better return than a Zillow lead.
Right. Well, especially right now when there's no inventory, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
So thank you for sharing that, Kate.
Yeah.
The one thing I wanted to mention, because we've been talking a lot about training and being totally immersed in an environment that's structured, a lot of people right now are taking advantage, if you haven't heard of, our Live Unreal Advanced. It's a totally different concept. It's a new concept to the real estate industry. It's essentially, if you can imagine, a custom one full day kind of business planning, culture building, growth-minded training and coaching day for your people. Whether you're running a team of 12 or 15 agents, or you have an office of 100, or, you know, we just had a market center in Ohio with 200 plus agents sign up for one of these. So,
oh, awesome.
Yeah, we're having brokerages as well as teams. You know, most of the teams that are signing up are really anywhere from, say, 12 to 25 salespeople. That seems to be the sweet spot. You know, there's a few people that have inquired that have maybe 8 or 9 salespeople, but for the most part, 15 is kind of the range.
But let's be honest really quick. If you're a team of 4 or 5 and you have, you know, maybe some colleagues in the market that you have another team of 4 or 5, you guys can pool together. I mean, it's not going to be as custom unless all 3 groups of you, you know, agree on an agenda.
Yeah.
But there's a way to sort of split the resource, even if you're a team of 4 or 5.
Yeah. And we have had some people inquire on that.
They have. Okay.
Yeah. So basically what we're doing is we're coming to your town, myself and one of our coaches. Most of them are going to be either Matt Sutter. I know Greg Erlinger might be doing one or two. Kate's doing a couple. So it's myself and one of our coaches, and we're spending the entire day with your group. We're helping you put together a state of the company where we review what you and your team have accomplished this year, a vision for 2021, basically a plan that you'd like to accomplish next year. It's totally custom to you. It's not like, here you go.
Yeah, we're not doing the same thing for
each of
these.
No.
Right.
Each team is different. Each
right.
team has different goals. Then we get into agent business planning. So basically we take the team goal And we narrow it down to, okay, how much does each individual agent have to do? And what does their day look like? What skills do they need to have? What action steps are they doing each day?
What's the training program we're going to implement?
Yep, so they're doing individual agent plans. And then we're doing a really cool piece called Culture is Production. It's something that we did with our team back in 2013, where we really show the group how production actually is the culture. Right? When you think about what is culture? Well, our culture is production. That term's been around, that phrase has been around for a few years. Again, we did it with our team, I think it was 2012 or 2013. And it really kind of bridges the gap of, all right, so it's not all just about hitting a metric. Mm-hmm. It's not just all about hitting a financial goal or a unit or a volume goal. If I hit my goal, then that means I can send my kids to college. If I hit my goal, then that means I can have a roof over our head for my family, right? It's basically tying in each individual personal goal, what they want to accomplish personally, to the team goal and showing how the two are connected. And so it's right. A really cool kind of 45, 60 minute activity that we do with the real estate offices or real estate teams. And then we have three breakout sessions, if you will, or training courses. And that's all done on this same day. You can choose from, I think, close to 18 or 20 different courses. You have up to three that you can pick, but you can choose up to 20 of these things. We put together, they're all online. You can check them out by going to liveunrealadvance.com.
What's an example? I know one of them is like developing a strong
buyer
consultation.
Yeah, so some teams, you know, in 2021, they're focusing on building their buyer skills. Sure. They want to have more buyer sales. They want to be better at converting leads. So we have classes specifically pertaining to buyer lead generation. Mm-hmm. We have a 90-minute class on the actual buyer consultation itself. We have a 45-minute session on post follow-up and offer consultation. So after you meet with a buyer, what you have to do to get their offer accepted and what that conversation looks like. So it's really based on what the needs of the team are. I'll tell you, the most popular ones have been listing focused ones, right? Okay. Hey, I want our team to be more listing focused. I want our company to be more listing focused. Can we do the listing focused ones? And so there's listing lead generation, there's listing conversion, there's listing presentation. All of that is in there as an option for them to select. And then at the end, we finish with a nice mastermind where everyone writes down everything they learned from the day, they share it. It's a full-blown culture training coaching day to get everyone ready for 2021. And then most teams or brokerages from there are moving on to their team activity, which is doing something off-site, maybe having a nice dinner, you know, maybe going, depending on what part of the country you're in, they're doing something outdoors, you know, a cider mill, indoors, whatever.
Is that when we get on our flight that has a layover, or is that after?
Some of our flights do have layovers, yes. You know, one of the things we're realizing, actually, side note on these, because of COVID, the flight options are actually more limited than they ever been, right? As you can imagine, with all the layoffs the airlines are taking, well, most airlines are cutting their routes, right? So for instance, let's just say Detroit to Orlando. Normally, Detroit to Orlando, there's a flight every 2 hours. Well, right now, there's like three flights to Orlando a day, right? So yeah, some of these are unfortunately requiring us to have
layovers.
I was
giving him a hard time last night, and I said, he's going to have to deal with me being pregnant, cranky, and tired next week on our incredibly long, unnecessary flight home.
I know. From Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri to Detroit, we have a layover. How does that happen? Yeah. Well, that's COVID for you. Anyway, so if you want, by the way, most broker, owner, team leaders that are booking these, they're getting these totally paid for by sponsors, right? They're getting a lender, title company, home inspection company, home warranty company, and they're getting the entire cost covered. It's only $5,000, you know, between three or four of them. If they all pitch in, boom.
But remember, a lot of these vendors haven't done events this year or haven't.
So they have
the
budget.
A budget that they can use per year. So I know they're probably not going to appreciate us saying that, but they probably have a little bit more of a budget.
Correct.
So don't be shy to ask them.
Ideal time frame to put it on, I would say from November 1st to December 15th. Get your team ready for 2021. Get your brokerage ready for 2021. And get yours booked for between 11/1 and 12/15. It looks like we're going to have at least 15 or 20 of these that we end up doing. So we're pretty excited about that. Again, that's liveunrealadvance.com.
Can I just say I'm really excited to hear that number, because I know that when we were putting this on, mm-hmm. one of us, and they can guess which one, was a little bit apprehensive. Like, okay, well, if we're canceling our event, what's the likelihood that they're going to want a smaller group event? So mm-hmm. part of the caveat, listen, if you want us to mask up, we'll mask up. If you want us to sanitize every hour, we'll sanitize every hour. But part of our goal of, hey, let us come to you in a smaller setting, was allowing each state, each region, each team leader to control the safety metrics of their environment.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty, I mean, the challenge we were running into for our event is it's impossible to get that many people together who all agree on what the safety protocol should be. So we're putting that on the team leaders and we're abiding by whatever they want, keeping it super safe, you know, and all within whoever's risk tolerance.
Yep.
So I'm the point that I'm trying to share is I'm impressed with how many leaders around the country and how many real estate agents are saying, hey, regardless of what this year has looked like, we are ready to go.
Yeah,
we want to hit
we're ready to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm super happy to hear that.
Yeah. And of course, most of these are no more than 25, 30 people. So we're keeping that intimate, you know, in a large room. So that way everyone can social distance and follow the CDC recommendations.
Absolutely.
Also taking place in the fourth quarter are some new programs that we're releasing. There's two totally brand new programs, and we're bringing back a couple more of our most popular programs, and I'll let Kate explain what those are.
Okay. I'm just going to let you know.
Yeah.
I have 10 minutes because I don't like being late to
Good.
My appointments.
So rapid fire. Great.
Okay.
Rapid fire.
So we do have 5 programs that we're launching again in November, and this will be the last time that we're launching these for 2020. Obviously, you guys know these programs aren't necessarily going anywhere. Some of these might be reworked. Some of them we might tweak or offer less frequently in 2021. But in launching these for the last time in November, we had the conversation of, listen, everybody has been hit in some way, shape, or form, whether it's an agent who got pulled out of their regular production because now they're doing virtual schooling, whether you were in a market where, holy crap, nobody's doing anything for a while. We understand that everybody's been financially and personally impacted by COVID to some degree or another. So when we agreed to roll these programs out, we agreed that we had to cut our normal pricing. So you know, each program is going to be offered at a discount, and I'll go over that from what our normal pricing is. That said, I mean, we have 5 programs to choose from right now. They're all going to be starting the same week, which is the week of November 2nd and 3rd. Our skills and training focused programs are going to be on Mondays, and our leadership business mastery programs are going to be on Tuesdays, and I'll explain the difference between those. In a nutshell, we've got these 5 programs, right? Now we have 3 that really focus on actual sales skills, okay? So one of the questions that I like to ask agents is, you know, whether it's lead generation, mastering your listings, or mastering buyers, which skill of yours do you need to master at the end of 2020 going into 2021 to take your business to the next level? So that's the first question I want you guys to think about. That's the first question that I'm asking a lot of our clients. In fact, for the 20 of you or so who are watching, if you have a particular skill or there's a deficit where you're like, gosh, I've been going on listing appointments and I haven't been getting it, put that skill below on what you really feel like you need to master. Put it in the chat. I'm curious. I want to know how we can help you. Now, we've put together 3 skill-based programs that I believe are really going to encompass a majority of what we face with our business. Number one, our bread and butter, our most popular program, and this is for anybody and everybody. I don't care if you're newly licensed. I don't care if you've been in the business 20 years. It's our prospecting bootcamp. Okay, so that one is traditionally offered at $375. We're now offering it at $299 a month, and that goes for 15 weeks. So if you're doing the math, it is 4 payments of $299 a month. Okay, we don't charge you until about a week before the program starts because Taylor and I, we got to get everybody onboarded. Prospecting bootcamp, we're going to go over everything and anything you need to do to self-generate leads. So we haven't put a program together yet that is converting inbound internet leads, although I'm sure we could make something out of that soon. This is self-generated. You just have a phone, you have a script, you outbound. Might have a dialer, outbound. How the heck am I going to find deals?
Now, it's not just phone prospecting. It's scripts. It's meaning it's texting, it's emails.
Exactly. Now, one of the things that we hear all the time is, oh my gosh, Kate, Jeff, you know, you guys do expires and FSBOs. That will never work for my business. Listen, we hear you loud and clear. We cover expireds and FSBOs for 4, maybe 5 calls when you factor in objection handling, which by the way, objection handling doesn't matter where the source is. They're typically the same objections, okay? So there's 4 or 5 calls that are FSBOs and expireds, and then we move on to circle prospecting and door knocking. We move on to how to farm an area. We move on to how to effectively and efficiently use your social media to actually do lead generation. We talk about how to effectively and efficiently do lead follow-up. We talk about, you know, holiday objection handlers, because that's going to be that time of year. So there's a couple mindset calls in there, because let's be honest, guys, when you're prospecting and you're you know, going out there for business, it is a little bit more of a mindset game. We talk about our top 25 sources of business. Mm-hmm. So we cover all different aspects of prospecting. Yes, we touch on expireds and FSBOs. You know, really the question I'll ask you is, if you know you're never going to touch an expired, keep an open mind, you know, save it, try the activity, and then wait for the calls that speak more to your business. So again, $299 a month, four payments of $299. It starts the first week of November. And again, you can either use that as an accountability piece, because we pair you up into small groups and you got to do your homework and you get points for contacts and stuff. Or if you're a brand new agent and you're like, hey, where do I get a deal? It's a great program to start, mm-hmm. Okay?
It's a good program to put your ISA team through. It's ran by Justin Ford, who was our previous ISA manager, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
He was one of our best prospectors over the phone through text and email and phone calls, and began, you know, running our ISA team and then running his own team, and he's a perfect fit for that.
Yeah, and program. He still does it every day. So Justin's teaching you what's working for him. He still routinely sets and takes 10, 15, even sometimes 20 listings a month from that activity. So in regards to, again, somebody who's doing it at a high level coaching you, that's exactly who Justin is. The other two sales skills-based programs we have, Buyer Mastery, Listing Mastery. So I'll go over both of those, two sides of the same coin. Listing Mastery is not new. Yours truly here is still teaching it. It's one of our favorite courses that we put out there. Everybody loves it. Minus sometimes you're a couple minutes late, but that's okay. And we've even had clients take it multiple times. So Jeff breaks down every single piece of the listing presentation, from the actual pre-qualification to putting together a value proposition. If you're thinking, Kate, what the heck is a value proposition? It's a great time for you to join our course. Jeff's going to go over ours that we use on listing presentations, how to present it. So it's not just, oh, you know, here's all the things that I do. We go over pricing, we go over objection handling, we go over price reductions. And we do, and you even go over what are those like 10 closes or 10 scenarios like to close.
Essentially the most powerful ways to get a signature on the first appointment.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So again, super popular program. Jeff's going to be doing it again. So thankfully, and that'll be Mondays at 12 Eastern Standard Time.
And that's 6 months.
Yeah, 24 weeks.
So
Buyer Mastery, opposite side of the coin. That one's a little bit shorter. We're going to only be doing that one for 15 weeks, 4 months. It's a little bit less involved than Listing Mastery, but we actually do a couple buyer dialogues to start that one off. So we will help you with converting signed calls, converting internet leads, couple calls, right? Mm-hmm. The whole program isn't based on that, but we do think it's important to be able to do that.
Oh, yeah.
How to sell them on a buyer consultation. Mm-hmm. And if anybody's out there thinking, Kate, I don't do a buyer consultation, I don't see the point, you've probably been working with buyers for 3 or 6 months who aren't under contract yet. And I'm gonna tell you that Jo Lynn is our head buyer mastery coach, who does 50, 60 deals a year, primarily buyers.
40 of those are buyers.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's been with us for over 10 years.
Yes.
And has practically written our buyer program.
She is. Her and I are kind of working on it together, putting some finishing touches on it. But the reality is, her conversion ratio, once she does a buyer consultation, is so much shorter than working with buyers for months on end. So we're going to talk about qualifying the lead, doing a buyer consultation, what you should include, the showing process. You know, not doing a hard close in the showings, but helping them narrow down, you know,
how to retain your clients so that way they're not out shopping with other agents.
But not only that, like one of the biggest issues we're seeing right now is like setting appropriate expectations for a buyer. If your buyer doesn't know how to win in this market, you shouldn't be out with them. You shouldn't be shopping with them. So we even talk about having the tough come to Jesus conversations. If you've seen 10 plus houses and they fit their needs and they're not writing, come back in the office, Mr. and Mrs. Buyer, because there's obviously something I'm not understanding. Mm-hmm. Help me help you better.
Yep.
So we're helping you have those conversations so that you don't just become a, you know, valet driver and you're opening, you know, 20, 30 doors. So Buyer Mastery, we have more information on that. If you'd like, I'll share with you guys at the end of our dialogue here. So those three programs, sales skills focused. Okay. So if you're anywhere in the range of 0 to 50 deals a year, your sales skills focused.
Yeah,
there's really nothing else.
You shouldn't be thinking about building a team or,
correct,
you know, leverage or hiring until you're
zero
doing
to 50
40,
deals.
50
zero to 50 deals. That's your world. And if you're super busy and, oh my gosh, we don't know how to do more deals, it's one of those three things plus time management. So we can talk about that too.
Now there is one other thing I would say to that. If you are already running a team and you are at 100 units a year or 500 units a year or 1,000 units a year, you can hire us to train your listing agents. Yeah. You can hire us to train your buyer's agents. Hire us to train your ISAs. A lot of teams do that. And it's more effective because it's coming from someone else, mm-hmm. right? It's amazing how, even with our team, you know, I can hire somebody to come in and they say the exact same things that I've been saying for years. And like, oh my God, that guy's a genius. Did you hear, Jeff, did you hear what he said? Yeah, we've been saying that for years, right, but it comes from someone else. So it's more effective.
Yep. So these next two programs, I will say, are not necessarily for everybody. Although, listen, if you want to take it, you want to absorb the information, we're there for you, okay? But these are really for people who are building a business, and this is to any degree, okay? So when I say business building, of course, we're talking in the terms of a real estate team, but maybe you're interested in opening a title company. Maybe you're interested in another venture that's adjacent to real estate that you can apply these practices to. So the two higher level, what I'll call business mastery and leadership mastery courses are taught by Matt Sutter. Okay. So he is our high level business coach mm-hmm. who has run several market centers and has, you know, achieved profitability in all of them. I mean, there's no better person to be, you know, learning from in that regard.
He's been a leader to me. When I was opening a brokerage, he was the person that I reported to and that I, you know, sought out advice from and learned from when it came to building a business outside of just real estate sales.
So we've got two programs, right? So we have what I would say, because you're going to be listening to the two and you're going to be thinking, okay, I hear business mastery and then I hear leadership mastery. What's the difference? Well, so let me start by saying business mastery is everything behind the scenes, okay? How do I do a P&L? How do I know where to spend money? How do I know what my splits should be? How do I know when to hire and how do I know when to fire, right? And some of those like tougher conversations. So a couple of the highlights on the flyer would be scaling the empire and taking territory, identifying and tracking key performance indicators. Listen, I love you guys to death, but a lot of my entrepreneur and salespeople out there hate that term tracking and they hate key performance indicators. But the reality is, if you want to be a business owner, you are no longer accountable to just whatever sales you're throwing up on the board. You're accountable to a business. And a business is more than just, I took 5 listings this week. So have a be honest with yourself and ask yourself, am I ready to take my business to that level? Am I ready to have those conversations? Some of you might not be, and some of you might say, you know what? Yes, that's the pill I need to get to the next level. Last but not least on business mastery, it's crafting and developing a unique value proposition and selling proposition to recruit to. Okay, so think about it. When you sit down with a seller and they say, Kate, you and Jeff gave me the same price, why would I hire you over Jeff? I'm gonna have a unique value proposition for why somebody might hire me instead of Jeff. So if you're recruiting agents to your brokerage, what are they going to do to join your team versus somebody else's team or brokerage? Mm-hmm. We have to highlight that. We have to identify what that is. Otherwise, what are you recruiting to?
Yeah.
Okay, so business mastery, $399 a month, 6 months, Matt Sutter, super high level stuff. If you're looking to start a team, if you're looking to make the best financial decisions, back of house decisions, that program's for you.
And I know you kind of already mentioned it, but I just want to reiterate, all of these programs are basically $100 per month off right now because we are launching them in a year where COVID still exists. So
yeah, and I'll be honest, I don't know if we're going to do it in 2021. I know, you know, Jeff might have an Oprah moment,
pricing,
but
right.
this is for 2020 only.
Yeah, and these are all programs except for the two new ones that have all sold out plenty of times at their regular prices. So
right,
it's not like we're doing this because, oh my gosh, we can't fill them. We need to discount our prices. We're doing it because we want to help out our real estate community.
Correct. So I'm going to end with this one, and then I'm going to give you guys a number that you can text, and you're actually going to get a coaching flyer sent directly to you, depending on the programs you're interested in. Now, for any of you out there who are like, Kate, I want to do all 5, just so you know, we've staggered the days and times. So if you are super hungry for growth, you could technically take all 5 at once, and they wouldn't interfere with one another. So I'll get to that in a second. Let me get to my last program here. It's my absolute favorite one. It's called Leadership Mastery. Okay, so this was born from actually a lot of my one-on-one coaching conversations with small to medium-sized team leaders when I realized that a lot of their struggle was not production. A lot of their struggle wasn't even really hiring or knowing what to tell their agents. Well, their agents should be prospecting. Well, their agents should be going on listings. Fine, we get that. Really, this program was born from, how do I actually hold them accountable and how do I communicate tough stuff? How do I become the front of house leader that helps guide people? In essence, guys, when we talked about becoming a coach, how do I become a coach for my team? How do I actually step into that leadership role? Because a lot of the coaching clients that we've taken on have essentially started a team because they hit a certain production level, and then they thought, holy crap, just selling a lot of real estate is not the same as being a leader.
No. Everyone thinks it's just right. A natural thing to do.
So we came up with a program. It's called Leadership Mastery. And I'm actually going to read from the flyer because it is jam-packed with opportunities for you to grow as a leader. Now, here's the caveat with this program. Yes, we're technically talking about real estate teams, but you might be a team leader right now. You might be in a title company. You might be in a mortgage company. You might just want to become a better leader in general in your life, in your marriage, in your partnership. And these are leadership skills that you can apply to real estate, but you can apply to any area of your life. So if you know of somebody else out there who might be in a leadership or management position who may not have been taught these things, this course is for them. So I'm going to read.
And it's a good, and even though it is for everybody, it is a good, I guess a good way to put it is most people who are listening to this or watching this are familiar with John Maxwell. John Maxwell is a great leadership trainer. Although his stuff is very general, his stuff is for all industries where, although this works for all industries, this does lean more towards being a leader in the real estate industry. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean being a leader in the residential real estate sales industry, right? Like you said, it could be title, it could be mortgage, but this really does lean real estate industry heavy. And that is the difference between something like this and taking like a John Maxwell leadership program.
Broker, owner, team leader, rainmaker, productivity coach.
Yep.
That's like, you know, lead bread agent. And butter, lead agent, anybody. Yep. Okay, so I'm going to read this flyer. Okay, so what we have here, what we're going to be covering is identifying and selecting who you should be in business with, identifying talent, right? Most people think, oh my gosh, somebody wants to join my team. Who's your ideal candidate? Who is the agent that fits your culture? Let's identify that first and foremost.
Instead of being like just distracted by the flattery that you get when somebody says they want to join your team. Like most new teams, that's how they start out.
Right.
Oh my God, I'm just flattered that you joined. Yeah, come on, let's do this.
Right. we talk about developing a culture of accountability, okay? Mm-hmm. Because here's the thing. Most people don't understand why somebody would either join a team or start a team. If you want to start a team, you have to understand that if somebody's going to give up to 50% of a split, it's because they're getting something in return. Mm-hmm. What are those things they're getting in return? Well, they hopefully should be getting consistent training. They hopefully should be getting consistent accountability. They hopefully should be getting consistent coaching. We're going to teach you how to build that into your leadership model. If your agents aren't getting that right now, congratulations, you fooled them right now. You're getting a good split by not necessarily pouring into them from the leadership side of things.
And get ready for a lot of turnover.
Get ready for people to shop splits. Right. That's just the reality, right? So one of the reasons why Jeff actually retains a chunk of his agents, and look, I'll call it out, some people don't love your splits, is because of how much you pour into training, development, personal development.
We're always innovating. Financially,
100%. So you have to ask yourself, what's my unique value proposition to people, and how do I implement the front of house, okay? We also talk about having tough accountability conversations, okay? You've been begging this agent for the last, 6 weeks to hit their contacts and they're not. How many tools do you have in your arsenal to get them to move that needle? And how do you know when it's time to let another person go, right? So we talk about all of these conversations. We talk about how to effectively prepare and host sales meetings that are goals focused. I don't care about your new technology. I don't care about the bagels your title company brought in. I don't care about the fun potluck you guys are gonna do. I know Jeff, you love the warm and fuzzies, but
hey, but what about my new listing? Can
great.
I share that?
We're going to talk about, well, here's another key point. The three reasons why somebody joins a team or stays with a team are recognition, stability, and what's the third one?
Well, there's more
security.
Than three, but yeah.
Security, okay? So we're gonna teach you how to make sure that those three main drivers stay at the forefront of how you're leading your team and your organization. So there's a lot there, you guys, if you have more questions about it. So we need, there's a flyer that we have. I have to take off, write this number down, okay? Because this number is going to be the same, but the words are going to be different. So if you're like, oh, but what was Prospecting Bootcamp? What was Buyer Mastery? You will get this texted directly to your phone. The number is 55444.
So just like it was a phone number, if you were texting a friend, instead of putting in the area code in the phone number,
they
you would just go to your... Not everyone knows
they
that.
They get it. 55444.
I didn't know that you could text five numbers and get responses anyways.
55444.
So two fives and three fours.
Here's the words you're going to text. For more info on Prospecting Bootcamp, you're going to text prospecting. For more info on Listing Mastery, you're going to text listing to 55444. 444. For more information on Buyer Mastery, you're going to text Buyer. For more information on Business Mastery, you're going to text Business. And for more information on Leadership Mastery, you're going to text Leadership Mastery. And it looks like there's no space in there. It's only one word.
And I see Leader Mastery.
At a time? What does that mean? Okay, so Taylor's telling me you can't say, you can't put Prospecting Listing Buyer Business Listing Mastery. It's got to be, you have to send a text for each program. So again, the number is 55444, and the word is Prospecting Listing Buyer Business, and one word, Leadership Mastery in one.
No, it's Leader Mastery.
Leader Mastery, I'm sorry.
Leader Mastery, yes.
Could have been bad. Anyway, those are the five programs. I've got to run. You'll get more information sent directly to your phone.
Does this mean that I'm staying here with everybody?
You can stay. Hang
out. No, I got to go too.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, thanks for joining us, guys, for this fourth quarter update at Glover U. We've got a lot more exciting things to come, a lot more exciting things to share. If you want that free resource, fourth quarter business plan, go to gloveru.com. Click on free resources. It's right there at the top. And let's all have a great fourth quarter together.
See you guys later.
Thank you for taking your time to join Jeff today on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast. To get started on having an unreal business, take the Real Estate Self-Assessment. After you complete the assessment, a member of Glover U will get on a call with you to create an action plan to improve your score. Go to www.gloveru.com/self. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe. Search for Live Unreal with Glover U on iTunes, Podbean, or Spotify and subscribe today. Until next time, remember.
I've been a big believer that if you want to succeed at a high level, I'm walking, talking proof of that. You follow one system and you follow it for not months, not years, like 10 years at a time, right? And then after 5, 7, 10 years, you can move on to something else.